After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from the heavens and was going to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat on it.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified.
He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the woman hurried away from the tomb. Afraid, yet filled with joy, they ran to tell his disciples.
Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him.
Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go to my brothers. Go to Galilee. There they will be to see me."
It's been a long year. Last year, as I stood on the roof of the church as the sun rose behind me, I thought it would be the only Easter we wouldn't be together in the sanctuary. Now, some folks are in person this morning at other places, but we are virtual again. You see, as a church, we decided we weren't there yet. I mean, that decline in cases, it stopped. There's actually been an increase in the last 2 weeks. Now, yes, vaccines have begun, but there are not enough fully vaccinated people to make the sanctuary safe. And out of our commitment to love our neighbor, we are virtual once again for Easter. Now, we will be back soon. We begin an outdoor Sunday afternoon gathering 2 weeks away. We're going to start doing that every Sunday afternoon. At the same time, we'll also continue a virtual option. I mean, moving forward, we're going to make sure you have both options always. We've even got new cameras ready to install in the sanctuary. Because we're going to do this together. We're going to stay safe and healthy while honoring our commitment to be a home where all belong. I mean, it has been quite a journey this year. We have seen things in new ways. I mean, even the most comfortable of us had our comfort zones pushed. And for any of us who were looking, we saw how significantly this year pushed around and pushed about those who weren't comfortable to begin with. We have walked through unique times. The kinds of things that will fill history books. The kinds of stories we will tell young people who humor us when we're old. We have walked through stay-at-home orders, toilet paper shortages, curfews and civil unrest, an upwelling call for all of us to confront racial injustice. Along the way, there were also threats of war, forest fires that blotted out the sun, an attempt to overthrow the U.S. Capitol. I mean, even just 2 weeks ago, we once again were devastated by a mass shooting within driving distance of our neighborhood. I am so weary for so many reasons. You know, it makes me think about the long walk to the tomb that begins our Easter story. So much of the Easter story centers around the tomb. We forget they had to get there. The scriptures only make a passing reference to the women on their way to the tomb. The story begins with heartbroken, weary, even hopeless people waking up to confront a day they never wanted to experience. They get out of bed. They begin going through the motions. And then they turn themselves, not toward the comfort of a friend's house or lively conversation. No, they turn themselves towards the tomb. And they walk. They walk. I wonder, did they walk slowly because they didn't want to confront the hard truth? That their friend, their hope, their reason for faith was dead. Did they walk slowly to avoid it? Or did they walk quickly, hoping they could get it over with and just put it all behind them? I know I've done both in my life during difficult times. I mean, has this year had those moments for you? The moments you aren't sure if you just want to keep putting them off or if you just want to get them over with? But there they were, these women walking one foot in front of the other, the space in between their steps marked with sighs and tears. You know, having sat with countless families in the aftermath of death, I am certain that these women looked at one another and asked, "How long is it going to feel like this? How long? The road feels so long. The grief feels so heavy. How long is it going to feel like this?" And then they arrive at the tomb and the world turns upside down. Literally, the ground is shaking. Beams of light, a heavenly messenger, and a missing body. The trained soldiers are so frightened they fall over, paralyzed in fear. But the women, they press onward. They have not made this journey to simply be frightened away. They have not traveled this road to turn back now. These women are braver and bolder than the Imperial Army, and they are the first to know and experience Easter. What do they discover? They discover that Christ's body is not there because God's love and grace are more powerful than death. What humanity thought was unbeatable, God has triumphed over. To show the unbounded depth and width and height of God's love, God defies what we thought was the most definitive boundary. But the journey to this moment makes it all the more meaningful. You see, Easter is God offering new life. Easter is God sharing life abundant. Easter is love, acceptance, justice, and hope in unimaginable ways. You know, when you think about it, Jesus had already offered those things. Jesus was spending his entire ministry giving it away to anyone who would listen. But the earth didn't shake when Jesus proclaimed it those times. So what's different here? The difference here was the road that had been walked. The two women at the tomb took the literal walk that morning, but everyone had been on the metaphorical journey. You see, Jesus was offering everything I mentioned and more, but people's lives were simply too full to receive it. For some, their lives were too full of comfort. For others, their lives were too full of themselves. To prove this point, we simply need to look at the few folks who understood what Jesus was sharing. No, not the disciples. No, the disciples didn't understand a thing. Jesus even says so many times throughout our scriptures. The folks who really understood and received life abundant were the ones who'd already walked long and difficult roads. The sick, the poor, the oppressed and marginalized. They understood and joyfully received all that God offered in Jesus the first time they heard it. But for the rest of the people, it took what? A public judgment? An unjust trial? Unspeakable violence and suffering? Even Christ's death? It took all of that for them to take a step down that road, a road they'd long avoided. The road that rises to meet you when grief and loss enter. The road that appears when you finally open your eyes to injustice all around you. The road that seems to get longer every time you ask how long it could possibly be. For it's only after walking that road that the gift of Easter, the grace of Jesus offered every single day of his life, could truly be understood and appreciated. You know, God did not cause the difficulty. God had already offered everything Easter was all about, but when everything did fall apart, God was waiting on that long, difficult road. The journey to the tomb is what makes Easter, Easter. Easter is an invitation to find new life after great change and great challenge. And like the women who arrived at the tomb that first Easter, we have known change. We have known challenge. Not only in the unprecedented nature of the last year, but in our own personal lives. In addition to our shared communal strife, there are pains that are uniquely yours. When I talk about the long, difficult road, it resonates with you because of your own story, not my story, not anyone else's story, yours. And on top of that, each of us with our own roads then converge together in the shared realities of the last 13 months. And so we approach this Easter in a new way. We approach Easter via a longer, harder road than many of us have ever traveled. And Easter is an invitation to find new life after great change and great challenge. And so we give thanks and we celebrate all that that can and will be. But a word of warning and a word of challenge for you this Easter morning. Remember, not everyone arrives at Easter at the same time. This is the warning. Much like the disciples would have to make their own journeys to know and see after the women already had, the new life that comes as we leave this pandemic will not arrive to everyone at the same time. We have different risk tolerance. We have different means. We have lost and sacrificed different things. Our experiences are not universal, as much as has been shared. Some are ready to run through town celebrating the new life they feel, and they do so. And as they do so, they risk running by those who have not yet experienced it. This is true of life beyond the pandemic as well. When any of us find the joy of new life, when we encounter hope and joy, we must not forget that there are others who are still looking for it. Our celebration sometimes even adds to the difficulty of others' journeys. And this is where I offer you the word of challenge. The women in the Easter story were jubilant. They did celebrate, and they knew joy. They also turned and walked the road to bring to others what they were celebrating. They did not run past others while celebrating. They ran to others, giving them a reason to celebrate. This, my friends, is our work. Many times in the coming months, we will experience moments of celebration. We will know life in new ways, not just returning to what life used to be, but recognizing and creating something better. I mean, some have already begun to have these moments as pictures of vaccination cards and spring break trips and multi-household gatherings abound. As we encounter these life-giving moments, will we respond to the divine request? You see, in our scripture today, it is the risen Christ himself that asks the women to go and search out those who were still awaiting new life. You see, new life is not a destination, just as Easter is not a terminal event. In fact, it's quite the opposite. For the new life of Easter, the new life that comes after great change and great challenge, is life that is meant to carry us with spring in our step to find those who are still journeying through the change and the challenge. For we know the road they travel. But instead of carrying the weight we once did, we carry good news that can lighten their burden and quicken their journey if we will but follow Christ's call to share the new life we have received.